Hello?
Hi, good morning. May I speak to Sandra?
Not good. I'm glad you called because I couldn't find the number in my phone. It got deleted and I wanted to save it. How do I save your number?
I'm
No,
sorry.
what is the name, like the name of the company so I can save it?
Well, this is my num. This is my direct line, so it's
Well,
my
okay.
Family First.
Okay,
You
but
want
I'm
like the
okay.
general Family First number?
Yeah, but I don't have a pen on me, so if you could text it, it would be awesome.
Sure.
Sandra, I was just going on the messenger to see if she'd come over because I'm here.
She's not there?
No.
Okay, do you know when she
Yeah,
will
she
be
don't
there?
work like the hours. She don't work the same like straight the same hours every day, right? I'm not feeling too well. Quite, I need it early today, not late.
Okay, is she going to be there later or no?
Oh yeah, she'll be here later.
Okay,
She was
good.
one like I don't have my financial situation is really it's not good at all. And she's asking about when she's gonna get her some money and then that because I can't help her. I can't and I can't help myself right now.
No, I understand. I mean, she's not going to be able to start unless she completes all the requirements.
What does she need to do yet? Because
She's
Jeff is
missing her
actually here.
baby
Because
test.
the other person, he's outside doing something for me. But the other person that is probably going to get, if it's going to be that, like she's always coming late, I'm just going to have Jeff do the more hours than her. Because the way I need more help than just at nighttime. Because at nighttime, there's really not that much to do,
I understand, but she needs to get her TB test done. That's why I was giving her a call
Oh,
right
she's gonna get.
now
You know what?
to see if
If
she
you
got it
hold
done.
on, I can holler to Jeff because he's the other person that needs to do the application things. I think you spoke to him, right?
To who, I'm sorry?
To Jeff.
Jeff?
Yeah.
What is his last name?
Vernitsky.
Oh, I've never spoken to him. He hasn't picked up my phone call, and he hasn't
And
done any of the requirements.
hold on a second, because he's the one. Hold on one second. Yeah! I got to holler out home. Just hold on one moment, okay?
Okay.
Yeah! Hey, where's Jeff at? Yeah! Where's the phone? Phone! Hold on. I'm sorry. Yes! I know the nurses are on the phone. Yes! The nurses are on the phone! Sandra was supposed to go to get a TB test, and she never did it. Hold on, he's coming.
Oh, we're going to be doing
No, it's good.
soon. Okay. And then what about the
Hello?
Hi, is this Jeffrey?
Yes.
Hi, Jeffrey. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care.
Hi, how are you? Sorry about the wait. I was just shoveling the snow.
It's fine. Jeffrey, you are still interested in signing up to be April's aid, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I've tried reaching out to you, but I haven't gotten a response back from you. In regards to the onboarding requirements?
I don't have a phone, so I was getting in contact with, I don't know if you're the last person I talked to, but you have to contact me through April's phone. I'm here all day usually, so my phone got smashed and I can't afford to buy one yet. That's one of the reasons why I'm looking for steady work and I quit doing the contracting thing. And because ever since the pandemic, it's been rough getting work.
Do you have an email address that I can send you over the requirements?
You have to send it to April because I can't get on my email. My email is on my phone. I don't have a phone. I have no access to it.
Does she receive text messages on this phone?
What? Text message? The what? She can get text messages, she said.
I've sent her the messages. I don't know if she's received it with the onboarding requirements.
She said she didn't look at her phone yesterday.
No, I sent it to her like on the 15th. So this was a while back. I've been trying to get a hold of you, but...
I told the last person from there that I don't have a phone that they should have to get in contact with me through her phone. Like I said, I'm usually here all day.
So, yeah, this is the phone that I have for you. But can you check and see if you receive the text messages? I just resent them right now.
Well, this is her phone, right? I don't know how to work an iPhone, so I'm not going to go pressing stuff. I don't erase that or nothing, so she'd have to look. I had a regular Samsung Android. I don't know how these iPhones work.
Okay, can you put April, well, while I have you on the line, are you up to date with your TV test?
How often do you have to get them? I got one in 2019.
Oh, you would need to get one for this year.
Oh, okay, I have to get one somewhere then.
All right, so let me try to see if I can schedule you while I have you here on the phone.
Okay. I said, I didn't know they were good. I thought it was like a tetanus shot. Maybe he was 10 years. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
What is your zip code?
17976.
What city are you in Pennsylvania?
Shenandoah.
Do you have a vehicle?
No, I don't. But would they be able to do those TB tests at any doctor's office? Or?
I mean, you can. I could go to
a doctor of Greenfield, and he's only in Frankfurt. It's only a bus right away. It's only the $1.50 for the bus. I can take that up to Frankfurt if Dr. Greenfield is a one that can do it.
And you have your insurance?
I have Medicaid, yeah.
Okay.
Through welfare, I have food stamps and the medical.
Okay, so can you try to get that done, like, tomorrow?
Do I have to have an appointment, or that, like, can I just walk in and do that, or?
Well, I don't know if it's your doctor, right? You probably need an appointment.
Yeah, so I have to call him.
Are you able to get an appointment quickly there, or does he?
I have no idea. I have to call him and see.
I mean, let me put in a request. I can also put in a request for Quest Diagnosis to give you a call. And it was
you can schedule wherever you can, it's just, as long as it's not too far away, because like I said, I have to take the bus.
What is your, oh, well, you don't have access to email, right?
No. I'm in the process. I'm trying to get a new phone. I talked to one of my friends earlier, just like a half an hour ago. He has a spare phone somewhere. He's looking for it. And I have to go up and see if he has that at lunchtime. So if he has that at lunchtime, I'll be able to call you and let you know what the number and all is.
All right, what
my number
is.
What's
your date of birth, Jeffrey?
7/17/72.
Okay, 7/17/1972?
72.
Okay, perfect.
22 would make me, like, pretty old. I'd be 103.
Okay. Morning. And what was your zip code one more time?
17976.
Okay. And when will you be available?
Anytime, like today, tomorrow, right now. I'm here helping her anyway. So, and then she brought this up. I said, well, yeah, that's a damn good idea, because like I'm looking for a job right now. I have applications and everywhere. And if you guys would hire me, that would be great. Because I'm already here. I'm already into it. Like, I come here every day, make sure she doesn't need anything, you know, because she's like in a bad spot. And she's such a nice person. She'd help anybody. So, you know, somebody has to return the favor to her.
Yeah. All right, perfect. So I just submitted the request. They're going to reach out to you. Please tell April to keep an eye on her phone, because they're probably going to call you or they're going to text you.
You hear that? Yes, she heard you. Could you resend that application, the link to the application to this phone too, so I can somehow, somebody had her phone or something and it got erased or something. I know she can't find it.
I resent it already.
Okay.
So I wanted to speak to her in a minute to see if she got it. But before I let you go, Jeffrey, so I sent in the request. They're going to be contacting you via phone at April's phone, okay? To schedule your appointment. Now, I also need your social, because we need to run a background check report on you.
Okay.
Can you provide me with your social over the phone so we can submit that as well?
Yep, 184.
Okay.
60.
Okay.
6823.
Okay, so you said 184-60-6823.
Yep, 184-60-6823, that's it.
Perfect. Now, I also do need you to send me your two forms of IDs. Do you know how to, you don't know how to work the iPhone, right? But does April know how to work her camera to take pictures of your IDs?
Yes, you should.
Okay, do you have your IDs handy right now?
No, I don't. I have to go get one. My wallet was gone. I had moved twice recently. And in the mover, my wallet and was gone. My phone got smashed. I'm like, I'm in such a predicament. I have to go down to the DMV and get a new one.
All right. So when do you think that you're going to be able to go and get that?
As soon as possible. I'm looking for a ride. I was looking for a ride yesterday for today to do it, but I couldn't get a hold of anybody. Well, I did get a hold of everybody, but everybody I know in the vehicle had to work, so I have to either take the bus or I have to figure it out as soon as possible.
Try to get that done as soon as possible, because we won't be able to hire you unless you have your IDs.
All right. Yeah. I figured that. That was my next question.
Yeah, we would not be able to hire you unless you have your IDs. So it doesn't even, like, if you even get the TV shot, like, done, we still wouldn't be able to hire because you don't have your ID. So try to get that in order. Do you have your social with you?
My social card, no. That was in the wallet with everything. I lost all my bank cards and everything.
All right, so you need to apply for a replacement social. You can apply for that online, and what they'll do is they'll send you a letter
Okay.
You're gonna say that you applied for the replacement social and you're gonna get it in 10 days. So that letter
okay.
we can use in the meantime until you get your official document in the mail. But as far as your ID, you need to go to the DMV and get that done. Okay?
I mean, as soon as I hang up with you, I'm going to work on getting a ride. It's my new thing that I'm going to do today.
Okay, perfect. And then, have you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
I've lived here my whole life. I've never lived in any other state.
All right, perfect. Do you have, like, any bills or any, like, a bank statement or W-2 form from 2023 or older?
Like I said, stuff got messed up in the move. Like, I don't know where anything is. I have to look for things.
Have you had, like, a bank account since 2023?
No.
Do you have any bills under your name since 2023?
No, I haven't. I was staying with my friend, and he passed away, and his mom didn't get along. But when he passed away, she was taking over the house, and she put me out and threw a lot of my stuff away. Like I've been going through some heck here, and I'm trying so hard to get on my feet, and I feel like I keep getting knocked down. Every time I get a step up, I get knocked 2 steps back. But I'm trying, man. I'm trying. Please bear with me.
All right. So first, what we want to do is first get your ID sorted, because if you don't have it to your residency proof, I'm going to need to schedule an appointment to get your fingerprints done. But you need your ID to even get in there. So get your ID sorted. I already sent the request for them to give you an appointment, but you also need your ID to get into the appointment. They're going to need something that verifies that you are Jeffrey in order to get that done. So try to get your IDs in order first, and then we can talk back, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'll try reaching out to you, like, let's say on Wednesday, and hopefully you get that in order.
Hopefully I get it done before that, and I'll be able to call you.
Yeah. That sounds good. In the meantime, Jeffrey, can I speak with April? Because I want to see if she got the requirements via text.
Okay, here she is. Thank you.
Thank you. April?
Yeah.
Hi. Did you get messages with requirements?
Was it from your number right now? Or from
I just number? Sent it to you, yes.
No. No.
You didn't get anything?
No, let me see. No, nothing. No.
I just resend it.
It's in dark mode. I don't know what happened. Let me see my phone. The background is all dark in my phone. I don't know like what. Mobile data is off. I have a camera go off well in advance. My dad is off. I don't like. It's in advance something. Oh, hold on. Well, advanced calling is on. I guess I have to hang up. I got to hang up, but I can turn it on. I don't know why this advanced calling is on.
April, did you get my text message?
No, it's in advanced calling. I have to hang up to get it off.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay, so hang up the phone, and then if you see it there, can you reply to me just saying yes?
Sure, okay. Okay.
All right, perfect. And then Sandra, do you know what time she's going to be there so I can speak with her?
Not yet. I'm going to try to get in touch with her. Well, she's active right now. Hold on. I'm going to text her right now.
All right, April. I'm going to give you a call back. I just have someone on the other
line,
okay?
Sure, okay. I'm telling her now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.